NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
I'm Johnny Marks, the singer from The All Seeing Hand.
And this is David from The All Seeing Hand. And sadly, our good friend drummer Ben is absent.
And you are listening to Long Player.
The album Syntax Era, it's probably been in the works in different stages of completion for probably a bit over 2 years. It's just a collection of songs that we didn't feel they were finished yet. We loved them, we loved parts about them, but we needed them to find their place, like find a way of being presented. And so we just kept working on it until it felt like an album.
Yeah, and so the range of tracks on there, they range from like years ago when we were practicing in a place that doesn't even exist anymore. It's been demolished and turned into 5 townhouses, you know. And so the seeds of ideas, some of them were starting there, and other ones have become constructions that have been done in the studio that we've now had to kind of retrofit for live, you know, to reverse engineer. And so some of the tunes we've only just played live for the first time this last weekend when we were down south. So, and other ones, yeah, we've been playing for years. So as David said, it was kind of once we had enough there, that it was kind of like, actually, this is a bunch of stuff that has the same mood, the same underlying kind of impetus in it, that it started to feel like an album.
The first song after the intro is Hoffman.
Mm.
And Hoffman is one of those really old tunes. It's sort of the old style of the band where Ben and I, the drummer and I, would have a section that looped together, that locked together. Like a word we'd always throw around would be assembly line. We wanted to make the band sound like this chugging machine. And then on top of that would be Johnny and extra electronics.
Yeah, and so I suppose I still, even with new songs, I have areas where I am using the voice as an instrument, just as a sounding device. But when I first came in the band, I had to hit the ground running. They already had a whole bunch of material already, and so I hit the ground running by, I come from an improvised music background, and so I just sort of improvised sounds and treated the voice as an instrument. And so Hoffman reflects that approach that I was in at that time.
So after Hoffman's Every Leader, it's one that was really, really fun to do live because it had, it was probably the first song where we had a piece of vocals that were completely naked. After the build-up, it drops out and then it's just Johnny naked and then we join him. And that's something we've been wanting to do and we're doing it more now. But I'll let Johnny talk about the lyrics in that one.
Yeah, and so that was also coming from a time when I was walking to work quite a lot. And I'd go down these stairs and down past Oriental Parade. And when I was walking to work, I'd start just getting rhythms in my mind. And so this is where this one started from, the rhythm, the drum rhythm that you hear. And the rhythm that was happening, it had a kind of a slightly military feel to it, you know. It was a marching band feel, maybe because I was walking on my way to work. And so it started me thinking around those lines. And so the lyrics are pretty sort of simple in that it's just saying that every leader needs a war.
So the third one is Geronimo 3. When the band began, it was just Ben, the drummer, and I, and it would be fully improvised. Some of the stuff we'd do would be mechanical and groove-based, but a lot of it, at that time, it was just two turntables, and I would just randomly throw on a record and Ben would play along to it. But then one day, I think it was Ben's partner, Hannah, she gave us this CD called Geronimo, and it had this one song called Headdress, and we listened to it and he was like, look, I love this drum beat, let's try it. And he was like, listened to what the bass is doing, and it was just a single note. And I was like, oh, I reckon I could do that note. Surely I could. And in the beginning, it was just this 1/6/8 drum groove he loved and this one bass note. And that bass note, the heaviness, we loved the feel of playing that song live, and it became a sort of blueprint for other material. We're like, this is simple to play, it locks together and it feels powerful, but with only being very, very sparse. Literally a square wave bass note and a drum. And so initially that song was me pushing one note and then doing a turntable solo, and that was Geronimo 1 on the first album. Then we presented that groove to Johnny. We loved playing it so much that we didn't want to abandon it. And then Johnny layered in throat singing and then would come in with a screaming vocal solo. So I did the bass and passed it over to Johnny as a flatbed to solo. So up until that point, it was just a looped groove that could go forever. And in our early gig dates, it sometimes would go for 9 minutes of the same groove. But then Johnny fleshed it out a bit more. But we still wouldn't retire it. We just love it. It's the best feeling to play something simple and just get lost in the groove. I'm going on and on. Basically, it kept evolving. We got there, and it was once just a borrowed groove, but now it's three totally different sections, all different, and it's its own song.
We'll be right back.
track is Mutations. The one good thing about letting this album percolate and taking so long, we could sort of take a step away, and it's 10 tracks, but initially it was 7, and we could have released a 7-track album like at the start of the year, but we stood back and we're like, what does this need? I like an album to have a bit of everything. I do love a lot of albums, but I prefer that every track adds to the piece rather than it just being the same song over and over again, which sometimes happens. So I was looking at the track listing when we were listening, and there was abrasive heavy stuff like Hoffman and Geronimo. There was a few that were just sort of very electronic orientated. And there were the two things I thought we needed was a sort of synthy uplifting call to attention, which became the Sulaco themes, and I thought it needed some like a beautiful sort of transcendental come down, which would be like the Hope. Like, yes, there's some heavy subject matter on this, yes, there's some abrasive sound, but there's also the yin to the yang.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.
That was.